T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What made you want to start a school like this?
Sure. Years ago, I was inspired by a book that I read, and I wanted to take a proactive role in strengthening our children's faith, the Catholic faith. And also, I was concerned about how we take our freedoms for granted, the freedoms that we have in this country. And so I wanted to make sure that our children were raised with and had the opportunity to attend a school that really facilitated and had them embrace the Catholic faith. And over the years, I thought about it, felt compelled to do this, and then after a while, I said, I'm just going to give it a go. And I met someone that we teamed up and started a high school, and then when that ended for me, I thought, well, it was always a K through 8 school that I had envisioned, but now I also know how to do a high school, so let's make it K through 12. And so I took the ideas from years ago, the ideas I had about community outreach and loving God and serving God by loving and serving others. Well, how do we do that? And so I formulated all these ideas, and I had a vision for a school. And that's the journey that I took to get to this point. The components of our school has 3 major elements to it. Passionately Catholic, pursuing academic excellence, and proudly patriotic and dedicated to service. And so we want our students to attend Mass every day, to take theology, to live out the gospel by reaching out to our neighbors and helping them. And that's where dedicated to service comes from. We also want to pursue academic excellence. We will be offering a classical curriculum as well as vocational education training, so that those that enjoy and really have a love for the humanities and learning philosophy and literature, there's that path for them. And those that really enjoy hands-on learning and vocational skills experiences, we have a path for them as well.
What separates this vision from, there's numerous Catholic schools in the area.
Mm-hmm.
What separates this vision from what they have to offer?
Okay. So the other area schools, what's wonderful about Western New York is that we have wonderful school districts, and we have all these various private schools, parochial schools, that are offered. And this is just another option for parents. So we will be the only K through 12 school in the Catholic tradition. It will also be the only K through 12 that would attend Mass every day, and community outreach, that really going into the community during the school day and reaching out. For example, some of our neighbors in the local community, they might still want to obtain that high school equivalency test. We're going to provide that. And as we grow, we want to provide more training as well. For the infirmed, the elderly, the lonely that are right here in our neighborhood, we can bake some cookies for them and take it to them. Help them with their yard work as our kids learn how to garden and do landscaping. All our students, in addition to attending Mass and taking theology, even regardless of what pathway they will obtain their diploma. We want them to really understand our beautiful Catholic faith and have that opportunity to learn about it, and that will be integrated within the curriculum. All our teachers will be Catholic, and they will take an oath to the magisterium, just publicly stating, yes, I'm a practicing Catholic, and in my personal and professional life, I live out my faith. So the area schools, many of them have components of those, but we're bringing it all together. And the full spectrum of a K through 12 curriculum will be here. And very few schools have children attend Mass every day. So it's how it used to be done, and we want to offer that for our students.
Talk the logistics of what's going on. Talk about how many students you expect, kind of the ratio of faculty to students, stuff like that.
Right. When we created our budget, we based it on 72 students. And that would include basically 8 at each grouping, 8 students. And then we look at, as we grow, we'll be separating the grade levels. But in the beginning, we understand that if the numbers warrant it, we will be combining grades 1st and 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. And then we will be doing differentiated instruction within those classrooms that are grouped. So if you have a 1st and 2nd grade classroom, then a 1st grader who is advanced with a reading, we can provide the content and then reading materials if she's reading at a 4th grade level. And then if the 2nd grader is struggling, that's all right. We have 1st grade reading materials. So that's how we're going to do some differentiated instruction, that it won't be so obvious to the average person, but we'll be able to meet the needs of the students where they are at that time. It's not clear yet because we're still in the beginning stages of starting this school, how many kids we will have, but that's how we structured the budget, and that's how we are looking at filling those teacher positions. We have quite a few teachers that are very interested. We call them prospective teachers. We have teachers that have a vast amount of experience in their own disciplines, and they're excited to start and share their faith with the students and their passion for their own discipline in their field. To say, how many science classes will you be offering? Well, that depends on how not just the enrollment, but the distribution of where the kids are. So if we just have one student that wants to take a particular science class, it would be difficult for us to hire one teacher just to teach that class. So it's going to depend upon the enrollment and the makeup, the distribution of enrollment. We certainly want to meet students' needs and preferences. And that's why in our application, we have a section that is an interest survey. What math classes are you interested in taking? Which science classes are you interested in taking? And do you expect to take 4 years of math and or science while here and take it as a senior? And these are our electives. These are the types of vocational training experiences that we'd like to offer. And then we list them. Please check off what you're interested in. And then there's an other that someone can else can, you know, fill that in. And then we're going to create the positions in the classes. And as we grow, we'll be able to offer more than one vocational type training at a time. But in the beginning, it may be, all right, well, the most of the students, they want to learn how to weld. No one wants to do this particular other trade. So, all right, so let's hold that off. So it's going to depend on enrollment, distribution of enrollment, and interest of the students. So we are all blessed with various skills and interests and talents, and we want to challenge our students, whether it is within the classical curriculum pathway or if it's in the more of the trades. We want to have high standards for our students and to challenge them. And if they are struggling with anything, we have research-based intervention and best practices to implement. We have a large amount of access to how to intervene. We have experienced people, and we want the kids to succeed and experience joyful learning here. As they're learning about their faith and their relationship with Jesus and loving Jesus, we also know that we're preparing them for the world, and we want them to embrace it, their faith and the gifts that they've been blessed with. We want to solidify their self-concepts as learners and feel really competent in whatever it is that they're studying. And if they're struggling, then we're there to help them say, all right, well, that's a skill. Reading skills, spelling skills, math skills. And whenever you see the word skill after something, you know, oh, with practice and with proper intervention and strategies, we can help you with that. So this is good.
Talk about the intimacy of the small school setting and how that benefits certain students. Like you mentioned, you set up your budget based on 72 students for enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
Most class sizes in public schools in Western New York are significantly larger than 72 students. Talk about how that benefits certain students.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits.
Sure. The benefits of being in a small setting is the opportunity to really develop like a family atmosphere with, you get to know your classmates really well. And because it's a small setting, the teacher-student ratio is very good. And you also have an opportunity to start clubs. You have an opportunity to try out things you normally wouldn't be able to because so many other people are trying out for it, that it's more likely that you get a really good part in the play because there's just a small group of people. So those are the benefits. The additional benefits, would, in addition to the teacher-student ratio, is the type of atmosphere that you can create in a smaller setting for class discussion and how deep you can go into a topic. If you have a class that's too large, some kids get lost and they can hide behind a large number and then they know, well, I don't have to read because they'll never get to me and they won't even notice. In a smaller setting, when we implement the Socratic method, they're right there. So it puts a little bit extra responsibility and ownership on them. Come prepared. We're going to help you through it. So if you're struggling, we want to help you through it. But you're responsible for your own learning, and we want to help you through it. And a smaller setting, they might not enjoy that. You know, they might think, oh, no, you know, I have to talk in front of people. I'm uncomfortable with it. But it teaches them really important skills. And then it allows them to enter into these discussions. And I've sat in and observed small classes when they're discussing Dante, Plato, various concepts in theology, and it's remarkable to listen to students, even as freshmen, you think, wow, these are 14-year-olds, talking about such abstract concepts. And that smaller environment really lends itself to that.
When do you guys plan on opening?
September.
Okay. And so what's the next step in making sure that you guys are prepared for September?
To start a school this way, it involved a lot of different paths for us to open our doors. One is permission from the bishop. We are separate from the diocese, but because we're leasing a Catholic school building, a former Catholic school building, we needed to obtain permission from the bishop. New York State, we need to make sure that we meet the requirements of New York State, the standards, educational standards, and we intend on going beyond them. We need to get a 501c3, and we are in the process of getting to that goal. We are working with the town, the local town, to make sure that we are working with the town of Tonawanda to ensure that we are in compliance with building codes and all safety. So that's something that's very important. There are other groups that are using this space on this campus, and we want to maintain communication with them and work cooperatively with them so we can actually help each other out and be respectful of, you know, their space that they're using and just how we can just come together as a community to help one another. We need to get the word out that we are starting, and we have a few more positions for teachers that are open, and we look forward to meeting our future students and for that enrollment process.
How many of those things are done? I assume you have permission from the bishop?
Yes, so we have permission from the bishop. We have put in the initial documents for New York State to move that along. We need to speak to, when I mentioned local, that means the local school district, that means the town. So we're in the midst of making sure that the building is safe. So that's in the process. We need to hire someone and find someone to help us with that. With the local superintendent, we need to meet with the individuals from the Kenton district. Is it Kenton? Is it Tonawanda? I need to ensure that. And that will be after we have better idea of and solidify. We have ideas for our curriculum, but to get better idea enrollment and those types of things, then we will be meeting with and asking for the superintendent and contact the district. It's important that everyone here that's part of this parish knows that we are excited to bring children back into these buildings and to work cooperatively with the people that are already here. For example, on the first floor of the building that we're leasing, we're getting the second floor of both buildings, both former school buildings. And on the first floor, the current independent kids campus childcare center will continue to be there on the first floor, just as it has been before. Just to reassure people, we're just here to all work together.
Seems like there's a lot that needs to be done before September. Mm-hmm. Are you confident that all these things will
Yes.
kind of take?
Yes. So we have a plan. We have what's called a Gantt chart, which it's a timeline of a to-do list, and we're just checking them off as we go. So right now we're focused on an immediate enrollment, So we have to do, it's an odd juggling act. You have to balance so much because the chicken and the egg situation. Well, we need all of these to code, yes, but we need students. And if we wait for everything to be done, then that might be mid-June, and then are we too late to promote the school? So we're trying to work with everyone and to remember all these different components that are necessary to have this all come together. We are trying to follow all the rules and the procedures and the policies, and we're doing our best with that while finding teachers and families and area businesses that want to work with our students to provide learning experiences, authentic learning experiences. So I'm doing a lot of things just simultaneously. So today, our website, we should be all set, and hopefully it will be launched today or within the next 48 hours, depending on how the system works. If people have questions, they are encouraged to contact us. Once our website is out, there will be a place where they can contact us, and our applications will be on there as well, and they will be available during our open house. And they may contact me through my email address, and they'll see that on the website.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.